진짜 이끌어내고
WONY Oniyanta, 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 2nd, Black History Month film series kicks off at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall with a film viewing and discussion. Check out Randy Shine, Real Magic for Real People at 9 p.m. in Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 3rd, head to Club Expo from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, February 4th, check out Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, check out the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts with two new exhibitions in the Martin Mueller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it low.
Hello, everybody. That was kind of abrupt. Hi, guys. How's it going? The start of the semester. Skadoosh, skadoosh. Hi, my name is NJ. This is my weekly radio show called Kitchen Sink. And I'm NJ. The door just opened. That was fun. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. How's it hanging? I'm hanging okay. Today is a wonderful day. I think I actually love a Monday, and I think that's an unpopular opinion, but I really love a Monday. So I'm happy that today is Monday and that I'm here today. And slay. Okay. It's been a couple of weeks, and now I'm back. So we had crazy snow last Monday, and so I didn't get to be here, but I'm here now, so period, slay, bah. Okay, life updates, why not? My semester, it's okay, craziness, it is my last semester of undergrad. Everyone cheer. Thank you for cheering. I'm a senior, and I'm going to be gone so soon, and it's kind of sad. So I'm actually, maybe I'll try to lock in with my show. Usually I just come and I yap and I play some silly music, but we'll try new, I say this every semester, but we'll try new things. Today's a little different. I feel like, okay, personally, I feel like I listen to the same music over and over and over and over and over again, and it's actually kind of insane. Like, right now, okay, let's lock in. I could name, like, 5 songs I just have on constant rotation, but there's also, like, artists right now, like Blake Ruby, Conan Gray. Those are, like, the 2 number ones that are literally just, like, boom, 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 over and over and over again. Those are songs that I know, you know. But then, like, I feel like also sometimes I just put on, like, you know how Spotify randomly generates, like, playlists and it'll say, like, indie folk mix. I click on that, I hit shuffle, and I go, boom. And then I don't know any of the songs, like, deep down in my heart. And I feel like I need to know songs deep down in my heart to play them on my radio show. Because this is a reflection of me and my soul. That was a little deep, and that's not actually how I feel. Maybe it is, I don't know. But today we're doing things a little differently, actually. I have some songs I don't know very well. Some songs I do know very well. We're starting with a really great song. And it's from High School Musical 3, senior year. Very fitting because it's my senior year. And I'm definitely going to have a flash mob sometime this year. One can hope. And I put that one on here because low-key the other songs are, they're good. They're good, don't get me wrong. But they're not good without the context of the movie, you know. But I was like, I need something that, like, signifies I'm done. And so I picked Scream because it's Troy Bolton going through a crisis while, like, he's in a spinning hallway. So why don't we just jump right into that? That's kind of how I've been feeling lately. Things have gotten more resolved. I will say I've been having, like, career struggles because, I don't know, I'm exercise science. That's my major. I put a deposit into a physical therapy school. Woohoo, congrats. Thank you, thank you. I know, I'm awesome. I got in. I'm so cool. But I don't know if I really want to go. And so that's been me. But now we're chill, but I still wanted to play this song because it's fun and I like it. And so let's jump right in, shall we? I hope it plays. Sometimes it doesn't. So wish me luck.
The day your door is closed, the echoes fill your soul. It won't say which way to go, just trust your heart to find what you're here for. Open another door, but I'm not sure anymore. It's just so hard. Pushing
And now something silly. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. In the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch doctor. Everybody can make.
That was Alvin and the Chipmunks singing their very own version of Witch Doctor. That song, like, it made itself apparent again in my life this past Halloween when I did my Halloween show. And it's such a good song. Like, I actually, it's a really good song. I don't know. I think, no, never mind. Sorry. I was going to say, I think I listened to this when, like, I needed major hyping up once. I mean, I'm sure I have, but the one time I was thinking of, I listened to Christmas music instead because whatever. That was in, like, November, and I was kind of crazy for that. But that's a really good song. I kind of put that on here, kind of impromptu, because I don't know, I was like, we have to go from High School Musical into something fun and silly. So that's what we did. The next song I have is, I don't know, I've listened. Okay, hear me out, right? Like, I was just talking about how, like, I listen to music, like, I don't know, I just put on, like, a random playlist and then I just, like, let it go through, right? So, like, I was cleaning my room this past weekend. Not this past weekend, the weekend before, I think. Yeah. The weekend before, like, class started. So 2 weekends ago, okay? Timeline, right? And this song played, the song I'm going to play next. And I was like, oh, I like this song. And then I think it came on one more time and I was like, oh, I like this song. So now it's on here because I noticed it twice. I don't know if I'll like it today. I mean, maybe I'll let you guys know after I play it. But the song is called To Philly and it's by Del Watergap. And I like Del Water Gap because that's a fun name. And also, I like their music. So I guess let's just listen to it. I've kind of reached flow state right now. And I think today's going to be a good music day. Usually I talk a lot. Today's going to be a good music day. So let's just go for it, bro. Period. So the verdict is yes, I still do like that song. So that's really cool. I think it's fun and pretty. Next, since I'm still in flow state, we're going, okay. This song to me is so iconic. I don't know, bro. I was singing it with my cousin. Shout out Kay, you're my goat. Okay. But listen, there's one part that's just like, oh my God, slay, blah, you know? But like, the song is Where's My Husband, right? I'm not going to sing it. Maybe next time I'll sing. but the iconic part, like, is so iconic, and then how it, like, the lead up to it was not what I was expecting, and I think it could have been more epic. And so the first time listening to this, I was like, oh, interesting. But I love this song. It's really fun, and it should be Where Is My Wife. Let's be real. Sorry, guys. I'm queer baiting. Anyways, let's listen.
I only see it taken by with other women that ain't me. But I've been reviewing applications. Wait till I got my hands on him. I'ma tell him I'm too far gone. He can't be waiting, anticipating. Praying to the Lord to give him to my loving home. Tell his father frustrations. Hello, this way your wife is waiting till I get your heart going. I'ma turn it up too far. How much your mother love you? No one above you. Pray to the Lord to hurry you along. If he doesn't find me now, I'm gonna die. No, so can he? Hurry up, hey. I want it. I want like a ring. I want like a diamond ring on my wedding finger. Wrap it like a big and shiny diamond that I can wave around and talk about it. I want a dance and give me all that I can ever doubt it. Until death, I do. Is he a bye. This man is testing me. Help me, Lord. I need you to tell me.
Your husband is coming.
And she ate. That was Evangeline by Stephen Sanchez, unless he's a Stephen Sanchez, but that doesn't roll off the tongue as well, and so he must be a Stephen, unless I'm wrong. That song just made me realize, like, I really like that song, and I feel like all of the songs I really like kind of give snooze fest, which is a little tragic, but, like, I guess whatever, you know. Love is love, and I love snooze fest music, and if, you know what, period. Period, bro. Let's talk about the Grammys, because I'm out of my flow state of music. I watched the Grammys for, like, the second time in my life ever. I didn't watch them all the way through. I stopped at, like, 11 after they did, like, the big, like, tribute performance thingy. Then I stopped watching it. Actually, I don't really have a lot to say. I just want to make note of Chapel Roan. I love her. And she was really funny when she was reading that teleprompter. Like, I don't know if people didn't see it. She, like, was, like, squinting and she was like, and she was, I don't know. Something about it was just funny. I just kind of love her for that. I don't, like, pay attention to music like that. Like, what qualifies someone to get a Grammy? You know? Like, I don't know. And why wasn't Taylor Swift there? I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I just want to make that clear. One might say I'm a Taylor Swift hater. Sorry to all of my Taylor Swift fans out there. Don't cancel me. I just don't understand. And I think it's gone too far. But she wasn't there, and it's the Grammys. And you'd imagine that, like, she'd be there. I don't know. Like, is that crazy to say? Like, freaking Jeff Goldblum was there. And Taylor Swift wasn't. I love Jeff Goldblum, though. He's, like, on my list of celebrity crushes, which, don't make fun of me for that. Anyways, I guess I don't have a lot to say about the Grammys. Bad Bunny is a very attractive man, and I didn't know that until last night. I don't know what else to say. Okay, so this was awesome. I did a really good job talking about the Grammys. Awesome, fantastic. Okay, so anyways, the next song that I'm going to be playing, something about this song tickles my brain so well. It's actually, like, crazy. Okay, so the band is called Penelope Road, right? And I don't know, I guess they're, like, they're not super well known, I guess. I don't know. You know. Yeah, sorry, I just had a moment. But, like, I think they're, like, I think they have two singers. One of their singers, his voice is, like, the most magical thing in the world to me. I don't know why. It's just wonderful. They don't have a lot of music, but they have enough where I'm just like, wow. You guys, I don't know what that was supposed to mean, and I don't know what I just said anyways. But, like, all their songs, not all of their songs. Okay. I like their music. I like their singer. And this song that I'm going to play is called Chance Encounter. And I think it describes me perfectly, honestly. Like, I don't know. I just really resonate with it. And I really like this song. Have I mentioned that? I like this song, and so I'm gonna play it now. So I hope you like the song as much as I like the song, and I really like this song. And so this is Chance Encounter by Penelope Road. Thank you.
Who am I to you? Who are you to me? Strangers in a crowded room looking for some space to breathe. If I stole a look in your direction, I could probably see my own reflection in your eyes. Oh, as clear as day. Friends of mine, too distracted, staring blankly at a Gemini. Let me show you a world so free, babe. You and me, like 1, 2, 3. Encounter with you. Oh, yeah. When the show was over, your eyes locked mine, and we both looked up to the stars aligned. Said, meeting you must be a sign, cause I can still see gold even if I'm colorblind. One day fate will meet reality, and they'll hit it off like you. Until that day, I fell in time for every love, with an imaginary girl, but she loved me, and I loved her. Now I'm stuck, wishing for a chance encounter. You any slack?
to be alone. The mountain tops don't stand so high. The open road ain't quite as wide as it seemed. When we had the same dream, the evening stars don't shine so bright.
It takes a lot to be
Hello, I'm back. That was Anything by Josh Gilligan. Sorry, I'm like going freak mode right now. I don't know why that happened and came out funny. Prior to that was Good to Be Alone by Theo Katzman from his album Heartbreak Hits. And I like that he has an album called Heartbreak Hits because it's kind of real. There's some good songs on here, TBH. Yeah, there's kind of a lot of good songs on here, TBH. But we listened to Good to Be Alone. Before that, like, guys, did you like the song? Did you like Chance Encounter by Penelope Road? Because I really like Chance Encounter by Penelope Road. So I hope you liked it. I hope it was a positive listening experience for you, because it was for me, and what, like, matters more than what happens in my life for me. I don't know. Sorry. Okay. Can we talk about Josh Gilligan really quick? I was just thinking, I love this man. I don't know him personally, but I love his music because it's all like, life is hard and this is like, okay. Picture like, okay, everyone close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. That's dangerous. So like, picture like, you're in a house and it's really cutesy. Okay, there's a lot of like wood and plants and stuff and a window, and the window's cracked open. It's springtime or summer. One of the two. It's not fall. It could be fall. You know what? Maybe it's also fall. I'm gonna veto winter because I'm its biggest hater right now. Even if you like winter, you can't imagine winter in this scenario. Okay, so you're in a, and you're sitting in like a chair or on a couch and you're just like, ugh. Or maybe you're like in bed and you're like, I don't want to get up, you know, but if you get up, you can make tea. That's literally Josh Gilligan. I don't know if my concept made clear sense to anyone but myself, but I feel like the way that he sings, like his lyrics about like life are just like, why, yes, life sucks sometimes, but there are good parts and also bad parts, but there are little good things that we can appreciate. And I'm just like, why, yes, sir. Correct. We have time for one more song and then my closing remarks. And I don't actually like either of the ones that I have pulled up. So give me a second to yap. Actually, I know I don't want to play. I want to play something by Blake Ruby because I'm obsessed with him. His album called Big Roller, it came out on my birthday this past year, and I don't know why I'm obsessed with it. I am. We're gonna listen. Oh, there's two really good songs. We're gonna listen to Table for Two by Blake Ruby because I think this is, I think this is the one I really like, unless it's not, but I think it is. So we're gonna listen to it, and it's really cool, and there's some really cool guitar stuff in it, and I hope you like that because it's really cool. Okay, yes.
Coffee ring stain on the Bible, paper airplane on the floor, cardinals and sparrows declaring their song of morn. Glimpses of you through the chaos, a moment to settle the mind, savor each second you're rushing and kissing me goodbye. And a table for two.
a table for two. Down thunder rolling, your business as usual voice, halfway to forgiveness, let's sit in the eye of the storm, only me and you, only
concludes the music portion, at least. I'm gonna yap a little bit of Kitchen Sink Volume 1, senior year, last semester, super epic, awesome edition, cool swag, awesome, cool. Thank you for tuning in. You guys should listen to Alani's show, which is right after mine. Alani's the coolest person in the world. So tune in. Tune into my show, which will probably be next Monday at 3. Unless I decide I want to change it so I can have my parents listen to it better. Yeah, because they have faculty meeting. But we'll see about that. I'll keep all the important people posted. If you're not an important person, I'm sorry. Let me know if you want to be an important person by texting me. This is my phone number. I'm actually just kidding. I'm not going to give my phone number out on air. That was really funny. I know. Thank you. Anyways, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Wow, this is actually kind of cray. My show has never been like the beginning of the week. It's always been, last semester it was Thursday, but then otherwise it's always been like Saturday or Sunday. So I've always been like, have a great weekend. But no, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. This feels like so much more, I don't know, fun to wish everyone a good week other than a good weekend. Because like everyone's going to have a good weekend. It's the weekend, you know, but like have a great week. Like, I hope your week is beautiful and filled with, like, sunshine and cupcakes and hot dogs if you're into a hot dog. Because, I don't know, I really do like a hot dog. And my friend Simon pulled one out of his overalls during RA training, but I could tell that story another day. So maybe I will. And maybe next Monday we'll have special guests because I really want to have some special guests on my show. So we'll see about that. But have a fantastic day. I hope everyone enjoys the sun if it's still out. I don't know. I've been locked in this room for the past hour, but I'd assume it's still out because there wasn't a single cloud in the sky when I came here. Okay, Slay. Love you all. Thank you for tuning in. And have so much fun. That's all I have to say. Farewell. There I'll search.
San Clemente, it was only a little out of the way. Golden Gate, that one Tuesday.
You picked a flower for my hair.
Lemonade, headache, you stayed right. life is terrible. You're my favorite distraction. Whoa, 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 whoa. Our first date, Mother's Day. We stopped in San Clemente. It was only a little out of the way. Golden Gate, that one Tuesday. Picked a flower from my hair. When my life flashes before my eyes, nothing will make any sense. It'll be playing on the big screen. Just you and me and Saturn and trees and a flower in my hair. Oh, oh, picked a flower from my hair.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Woney Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry...
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Woney Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 2nd, Black History Month film series kicks off at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall with a film viewing and discussion. Check out Randy Shine Real Magic for Real People at 9 p.m. in Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 3rd,